I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, December 7th. Some changes are being made in the Quincy Public Schools in response to recent incidents of hate speech and racism. Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says the student handbook will be updated. Staff will receive culturally responsive training. Curriculum will be updated to include books by diverse authors, and culinary curriculum will be updated to include more diverse representation and additional classes that focus on culture and social and emotional learning. Officials say they're also considering a student mentoring program, peer mediation, that would allow students to resolve issues themselves, training in restorative justice practices so students could run their own community circles and assemblies. Officials also say the students responsible for those recent acts of racism and hate speech have been disciplined. The incident prompted a student walkout at Quincy High School on November 12th. Three Whitman Hanson Regional High School students will face charges in connection with a school shooting threat that was made over social media. The superintendent said about 9 a.m. yesterday, school leaders were informed that Whitman Hanson students had allegedly posted a picture on social media of a threatening nature following nonspecific threats at other schools in southeastern Massachusetts that were made over the weekend. The post, a Snapchat photo, showed a Whitman Hanson student holding a realistic-looking gun with a caption reading, "Don't come to school today." While Whitman Hanson Regional was not specifically mentioned in the overarching threats that happened over the weekend, there was already an increased police presence at the high school yesterday. After learning about the social media post made by Whitman Hanson students, the school district, along with police, immediately launched an investigation. Students and family members fully cooperated. Authorities determined that there was no credible threat to the school community. Officials noted that the realistic-looking weapon that was shown in the photo ended up being a pellet gun. A major water main break flooded the streets of Braintree last night and impacted the town's water supply. Utility crews were working to repair the break that was reported near the intersection of Granite and Davis Road, right near the South Shore Plaza. The break was causing issues townwide. Police were urging residents to be patient. It's a busy meeting for the Quincy Planning Board tomorrow. The board will review proposals for several new housing developments. There is a proposal for a three-story townhouse at 190 to 196 Washington Street. Two three-story duplexes at 62 Billings Street, a five-story, 32-unit building at 510 to 516 Willard Street, and an 80-unit building and parking garage along Beale and Cushing and Chapman Streets. Tomorrow's meeting will be held virtually over Zoom at 5:30 p.m. Quincy Ward 2 Councilor Anthony Andronico holding a virtual community meeting today to discuss a proposal to tear down the home at 49 Shea Street, put up a new two-family, three-story townhouse with four parking spaces. The meeting will be held today on Zoom at 7 p.m. That proposal would need zoning board approval. The Bar Association of Norfolk County will hold a free legal clinic at the Quincy Courthouse today from 6 to 8 p.m., attorneys experienced in all areas of the law will be available for confidential consultations. Quincy Veterans Council holding a ceremony to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor today. Ceremony is set for 10 a.m. in the Veterans section of Mount Wollaston Cemetery. A collation will be held after the ceremony at the American Legion Post 95 on Washington Streets. Well, the state's local and regional public health systems are on the verge of receiving a huge infusion of cash if Governor Baker signs the legislature's plan to spend $4 billion in federal funds from the American Rescue Plan Act and surplus state tax revenue. The plan includes a $200 million investment in local and regional public health, where inequities have become apparent under the stress of the pandemic. For example, contact tracing. Many local health departments couldn't handle all the cases and needed help identifying close contacts of people infected with COVID-19 in an effort to stop the spread. The state brought in Partners in Health and spent more than $137 million on contact tracing. The bill will prioritize sharing public health services among multiple communities and send tens of millions of dollars directly to local boards of health. It will also include money for data collection and workforce training. The $200 million in public health funding, part of the spending package that's now on the governor's desk. He has until next week to decide whether to sign the bill into law, file amendments, or veto some spending. The state has already started steering resources to local boards of health, including $15 million in the budget for the current fiscal year. Hospital systems in Massachusetts have started firing workers who refuse to comply with coronavirus vaccine mandates. New Bedford-based South Coast Health fired 216 employees last week. Another 102 workers who had been placed on unpaid leave for missing a November 15th vaccination deadline returned to work after showing proof of a first dose. Those employees will be tested regularly until they are fully vaccinated. Another 151 South Coast Health employees who have been granted religious or medical exemptions will also be tested regularly. South Coast Health, with about 7,500 employees, operates Charlton Memorial Hospital in Fall River, St. Luke's in New Bedford, Toby Hospital in Wareham, and other facilities. UMass Memorial Health fired more than 200 people who refused to get vaccinated for COVID-19. Worcester-based UMass Memorial, with about 15,000 employees, operates several hospitals in central Massachusetts. International travelers will have to abide by new restrictions. They must now provide evidence of a negative test taken within 24 hours of departure. That time frame has been shortened from 72 hours. Some travelers say they didn't know about the new rule until they got to Logan Airport. The rule applies to all travelers over the age of 2. It will be in effect until further notice. Wastewater testing in Massachusetts shows an increase in the presence of COVID, which could predict a possible surge of cases in the state. Medical experts have been tracking wastewater data throughout the pandemic to get a better idea of how prevalent COVID really is in the community. The latest numbers are up to levels we haven't seen since late January, based on test results from a MWRA pilot study. Samples are taken at the Deer Island Treatment Plant 3 times a week. The wastewater tested flows in from 43 communities around Boston. Testing detects the virus from people who have symptoms and from people who don't. On Saturday, a woman in her 20s from Middlesex County became the first case of the Omicron variant confirmed in Massachusetts. The variant has now been detected in 17 states. There was increased demand for vaccines and booster shots across Massachusetts over the weekend. In Boston, Mayor Michelle Wu plans to name the members of a new COVID advisory committee. The group will be tasked with helping guide the city's response to any new developments in the pandemic. Gas prices are going down in Massachusetts. The average price per gallon in the state dropped 2 cents from last week to $3.40. The state average is still 5 cents higher than the national average of $3.35 per gallon. AAA Northeast said pump prices fell as fears of a possible COVID global economic slowdown pushed oil prices into the mid-60s per barrel, a price not seen since August. Also helping to ease upward pricing pressure was the decision by OPEC and its oil-producing allies not to cut production. Price of gas in Massachusetts is the same as it was a month ago at $1.30 higher than at this time last year. Check of business news. Stocks rebounded. The Dow shot up 646 points yesterday. The NASDAQ rose 139. The S&P added 53. Asian markets followed Wall Street higher. The dollar rose. The euro was up. Oil is up $70 a barrel. Sports, Patriots up over the Bills in windy Buffalo last night, beating them 14-10. Celtics are out in Los Angeles tonight at 10 o'clock. The National Weather Service forecast. Today, partly cloudy and cool, high 40 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, a low 32. For tomorrow, rain and snow showers. Maybe a dusting or an inch accumulation by tomorrow night, high 36 degrees. Thursday, partly cloudy and a high 38. Scattered showers on Friday, high 43. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. West winds gusting to 30. High tide right after 1 p.m. Sunrise at 6:59. Set at 4:11. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, December 7th.